This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. This is going to be a fun episode because we have a special guest today, and he's setting some things up right now. But Sam Basher's here.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Welcome. Hello.
I love your background. Can you talk about it a little bit? If you're watching the video version of this, we're all coming to you via Zoom.
Via distance.
Via com.
We're so far.
And we're so far away from each other, but yet so close.
Is this working? Oh, it's now recording. Sorry, I had to make sure I was recording.
That's okay. Yeah, you probably won't need it, but I appreciate you doing it. Sam, explain your background a little bit. Where are you from? No, explain the background on your Zoom here.
Isn't it Pixar Pier? I'm not sure. I just really like the gigantic Donald Duck.
You know, I think it's Disney World.
Excuse me, at Disney World. It's it's just something that made me happy, and it was a little weird. Also, recently, my girlfriend and I hosted a tropical trivia night, and we needed different backgrounds for our Zoom, and it was real fun.
So, Mike,
give me an example of a tropical trivia question.
What did we say? I made them try to guess the numbers from Lost.
Oh, that's good.
No one got it. Nobody got that one.
What about this one? What
Steve,
is
do you know that one?
The numbers from Lost, yeah.
What are they?
It's 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42.
Amen.
Sam, what does he win?
We gave out, you know those little you know those little piggy banks that have like flesh on them, and they've got like little mouths, and they eat the coins.
Yeah, I love those. It's like a real human's face, and it slowly like moves the quarter into its mouth. Like
it's like $9 on Amazon. They're really cheap, so we sent out a bunch of those.
That's nice. The piggy bank's designed to teach you how to kiss and eat money.
Be careful though. You don't know what's on the other side of that mechanic.
It teaches you how to sensually. It teaches you how to sensually eat.
It's like when you see a camel eat stuff out of your hand.
I've got a good tropical island question really quick. A trivia question for you guys if you're okay with it.
Mm-hmm. I'll allow it.
Okay. What is
Spam Musubi?
What is the witch doctor's preferred concoction that cures tummy aches?
Ding.
Mike?
Is it when you put the lime in the coconut and shake them both up?
That's correct.
Very good.
And what do I get, Sam?
You get... what do I got around here?
You get a mouth kiss when we're done with this quarantine.
Give me your stuff.
You get a tongue kiss from me when we're able to hang out again.
Sam, I miss you a lot, buddy. I feel like I've been talking about you a lot behind your back. How do you feel about that?
Uh-oh.
No? Sam's dead.
Oh, there he's back. He's back.
Is it good stuff? Or...
No, you were frozen.
Oh, no, am I back?
You were frozen for a second.
Am I back?
You're back now, yeah.
Good. No, I said with years of anxiety, I'm used to that. So what kind of stuff you've been talking about?
Do you think I've ever talked shit about you, Sam? Do you think you've ever given me a reason to talk shit about you ever?
No, but I don't know if you guys remember, I'm a clumsy boy. I may have spilt something at some point in the years I've known you. So maybe may have razzled you a little bit.
I think it's more realistic to say that maybe you've spit on me during casual conversation out of excitement spilled something on me. I don't remember you ever spilling something. That's okay.
I had a teacher in sixth grade that whenever he'd talk and get really passionate, again, it was, oh, also, by the way, I went to a Christian school. He would, he'd start talking and he'd get this little white piece of spit.
Why do they do that? And then it stretches?
flicks.
Yeah. You know, it splits the words in half so the whole class can understand what he's talking about.
Two streams. He can talk to one half of the class in one subject and then the other half of the class in a different subject.
That's how Van Halen reached those highs when he was singing.
It's like when you put a piece of grass in between your fingers and you make the whistly sound.
That's exactly what
you know
is.
What was also like a fun one for me when I was in school, because I least of all was not paying attention. I never paid attention in class because I was always thinking about funny jokes and drawings and cartoons and movies, and I didn't care about anything the teachers were saying ever. And I just wanted to goof. I wanted to goof around and laugh and have fun. I didn't want to read a book. But a fun one for me was to watch the teacher and then you slowly mesmerize yourself on their mouth while they're talking. And then if you got lucky, a little piece of like food, like you know how like sometimes after it's been like hours after you've eaten, just a piece of food somehow makes its way back into your mouth from like a cough or like a clearing your throat situation. And you're like, oh, fuck, was that a piece of that fucking turkey sandwich I had? That's weird. Where was that? And I loved seeing the teacher get it like on their lip and then not realize that it's there.
And launch
then,
it.
Yeah. And then you're like, ooh, someone's getting a snack during this lecture.
Keep your mouths open.
Keep your mouths open, kids. If you're in the front row, you're in for a surprise.
Dude, that's such a specific, but such a very real. I could picture that happening.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real, man. It's real. Cause that's, those are the kind of things that I looked forward to in class.
Oh fuck, man,
I didn't look forward to learning at all.
5 days a week.
Who's gonna have food on their lips from a meal they had an hour ago on their
how
lip?
Good was it when a teacher had snot on their nose?
Oh,
or on
always
their mouth?
Good.
And then because when they would get passionate and yell at someone, it would move around.
Yeah
Mr. Falzar, if you're gonna keep talking, we're gonna put you in the back of the class. In the back of the class. And it was like a little party favor, and it would shake with their anger.
I had a teacher, a science teacher, that was clearly like a PE teacher that needed to fill a quota. Like they have to teach one other thing, so they're trying to teach. They're teaching earth science, where it's like, how many planets we got? Now we're gonna spend 4 weeks on how many different planets we got. But he would always like, but he'd teach and then sorry, I just saw Steve's thing. He would teach, and then he would go and sit down and like eat snacks really fast, and then he'd come back and teach more.
he was refueling to teach.
But every time he like at least once a week, he would get something caught in his throat, and he'd go, and then he'd cough it out, or he'd excuse himself from the room and come back in, and we're like, well, what are we supposed to do? Is he dead out there? Should someone have gone with him to make sure he was okay?
Now, if you see, Mars is the third closest planet from the from the sun. The most inhabitable planet in our solar system.
Now today, class, pay attention, please. We're going to be talking about photosynthesis.
It's a really good way to make sure kids really had a laser focus on what
Dude,
he was saying.
Dude, if I had a teacher like that, I'd have to be removed because I would lose my shit every
Many
single
people-
time.
Among all the natural disasters that can be, many people are afraid of earthquakes. And that's because the Earth's land is set on tectonic plates. One second.
Excuse me.
Tectonic plates.
Anyone have water?
Mr. Basher.
That's a good time.
I get that water, please.
Well, anyway, listen, Sam, welcome to the show. It's been a while since we've had you on. We've had you on, right?
Way back when. Years ago.
Well, I miss you too, my friend. And I just hopped on your 200th episode of Only Stupid Answers.
Also, we fucked up, Mike. I was supposed to call you, and I definitely fucked up, and then we had a lot of technical errors. And I want to take onus right now.
What are you talking about?
We did a 200th episode, and we called a bunch of people, and I was supposed to call you, and I fucked up. So I want to say,
wait,
from the bottom
I
want to
hear
my,
how you
from
fucked
the bottom,
up.
I forgot to call you. So.
Oh, that's not fucking up. That's just being a negligent friend.
Yeah.
You know, can I interject though? I think it's important to note that Sam and DJ's podcast, Only Stupid Answers, is largely about movies and television shows. And Mike
has never seen a movie or a television TV show.
Mike has seen The Office entire life. And Predator.
Oh, Predator 2, Sex in the City.
That's what the premise is, right? I mean, you're a little joking, but that's what the premise is, right? He goes to New York.
In Predator 2? Yeah, he totally does. He goes to New York
with Danny Glover.
And he has sex with a bunch of waiters. And he has mimosas with his girls for breakfast.
Just gossiping about boys.
There's a really great scene where they argue about who's going to wear the same shoes to the dinner party.
And then... Sarah Jessica Parker tries to get back together with Big. Big stands her up, and then the Predator eviscerates him.
Remember when the Predator goes in? One of my favorite scenes is when the Predator walks into the bar, and Mr. Big is there, and he turns around and sees her, and she gracefully walks in, and then, whoops, she slips right in front of him.
Tectonic plates! Dude, I thought you were gonna be like, and my favorite one is when the Predator walks into a bar. Stop me if you've heard this one.
And a Predator, these tubes
a Big
here.
And Sarah Michelle Gellar walk into a bar.
Now, class, these tubes that are connected here to the genitalia, if you follow them, those tubes are called the vas deferens, and they're used to transport sperm!
One minute.
Sorry, they get Excuse sperm me. To the penis.
Something from lunch.
Anyway, but Sam had his 200th episode of Only Stupid Answers, and that really blew my mind because that means that you guys started your podcast really around the same time Mike and I started Dynamic Banter. Or is it that you guys did more of them? How did that work out?
Have you guys ever, like, we've never, we've always had something come out every week, and with that, it means I don't remember a lot of what we've ever done.
Yeah.
Fully blown out of my brain.
Yeah, I can't remember skipping. We never stopped. So we must have just started at the same time.
Yeah, I think it was during like SourceFed we started. And you guys must have too, right? Around that time. Yeah. Like during it near the end.
Yes.
Yeah. So then we did kind of. Yeah. That's crazy though that it landed on the same week.
Maybe it feels like longer, like we should have more episodes because we did the Cloverfields stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then Cloverfields became Dynamic Banter.
I still think
that you're a bad friend for not calling me for the episode.
I am a bad friend. I'm going to take onus on that. That's the main reason I wanted to come on today is so we could talk about that.
Sam, could you maybe, if we could just finish up this conversation by saying, are we maybe not as close as I thought we were in my head all this time?
No.
I'm going to need you to be honest with me on this, the 200th episode of Dynamic Banter.
Sam, you're on the 200th episode of Dynamic Banter right now.
We made sure to call you
on the 200th.
That's two honks for the 200th episode.
That's 200 honks. Count them.
From the bottom of my heart,
I love you.
I swear it. I'm glad I'm here to say that.
Sam, what did it feel like to realize you had done 200 episodes? And answer this question honestly. Did you know you were about to do the 200th episode, or did someone on Twitter remind you?
I think it was about a week out. We were like, oh. And then it's when I texted you the week of, and we had a full-blown panic attack. When we had to figure out what we were going to do. No, I definitely wasn't keeping track of that stuff.
Some of us got left out of the planet.
I didn't want you to have a panic attack. I'm sorry.
I wasn't panicking on having my heart broken on my own podcast.
overall is a bunch of surprises today. Which was that one, by the way, Steve? Which one's that one?
That's Jeff.
The youngest
Jeff
one in
Brady.
Curls.
That's Jeff Brady.
That was the one who ate people, right?
That's Constantine.
My favorite was a Giuseppe Brady.
Giuseppe was only in a couple of episodes of Brady Bunch. He lived in the basement.
Hey, who's stomping around up there?
I'm down here making spaghetti all day, Brady's.
It's always a chance of this, a marsh of that, and everybody eats a spaghetti.
And then you come down to the basement and you say, Giuseppe, is it the pizza day, Giuseppe? And Giuseppe have to say, no, Brady's, no. You cannot have a pizza day every day, Brady's.
And Giuseppe got pushed around a lot on that show when he showed up.
And he was just trying to make the family healthy, and that family had terrible eating habits.
I mean, the carbs. So, he was the carbs of the Brady Bunch.
I'm with the voice of a reason, I pray it is.
Remember when he gave Marsha that advice about a boy, Mike?
You remember how Giuseppe gave Marsha her insulin shots? Your levels, Marsha. Your levels.
I'm just here to check your blood sugar, Marsha.
You need to be more responsible with your eating habits, Marsha. I don't like what your hands are doing.
Well, Sam, what did it feel like to do the 200th episode of your show? Was it like, holy shit, man, I can't believe we've done this many fucking episodes?
It was just a weird feeling because it... Fuck.
Remember Giuseppe was the fourth member of Queen?
But Freddy, we cannot have a pizza every day on the tour, Freddy.
You have to say, mamma mia, mamma mia, let him go.
That's why they said it, because of Giuseppe. Oi, I can't figure out what to put in this part of this song.
As a part,
and then Giuseppe was like, mamma
mia, mamma mia, let me go.
No, it's while he was writing, while they were writing it, Giuseppe's like, mamma mia, I made the best spaghetti. And they're like, holy shit, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about a Biaza, Bob. So what was it like on the 200th episode?
What was it like being on the 200th episode of Dynamic Banter?
It was a real pleasure. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for something.
What are you talking about? On. Nothing's happening.
It was... By the way, I haven't finished that yet. I got all spoiled for me. I haven't finished Tiger King yet.
Oh, you have to. You have to get in there, buddy.
I got to the whole Carol Baskin episode.
You want to know what happens?
Yeah.
Carol Baskets gets a tiger.
Wow.
Finally, at the end.
Is that Giuseppe?
Excuse me, sir. Can you please? I'm in the middle of a podcast.
He's trying to pass something over you at a restaurant. That's a bad waiter.
Hey, would you mind? Hey, would you mind? You see the lady to your left?
I see her, yeah.
Would you mind passing this onto the lady to your left?
Yeah, absolutely. Just a napkin, huh? Okay.
Just pass it to her. Yeah, give her the napkin.
Oh, here, I'll wipe you off. Here we go.
Make sure she has it. Wipe her off. She's got a little spit bubble in between her top lip and her
little
bottom
spit.
Lip right there in the
side.
Yeah, blow the burp into her mouth.
Can you pass this burp to my friend?
Well, the burp right into her mouth. That's Rebecca.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about the 200th
episode. The 200th episode.
The 200th episode of both
only
of our shows.
Questions.
What did you guys do for your 200th episode? I was listening to last week's
pretty
episode.
Pretty much this.
We don't really have a show where the guest asks questions of us.
That's a really good... I like that background, Steve. That's a good one. I want to go to the beach.
Me too, man. Imagine how nice this feels.
Imagine going to the beach.
That sounds really
imagine
nice.
Running on those beach and then jump right into the water.
Was Giuseppe in the Hawaii episode? Did he get cursed by the little tiki thing?
Yeah, he was there. He wasn't. He had to pay his own way.
Don't touch the tarantula, Bradys.
I think he yelled at him about the tiki. He told them time and time again. I can't do accents whenever I try.
Get your hair away from the tiki torch. You gotta go up like a candle, like a birthday candle.
Come.
How much money would it take to make you spend a night in a cemetery?
That's a good question for Sam.
That was what was that guy's name? The
Jonathan
guy from
Frakes.
Thank you.
From Star Trek.
It wouldn't cost that much money for me to spend a night in a cemetery.
Do you have a sweet tooth?
Sam?
I think I have a sweet tooth. I think I get like a midnight snack.
Sam, remember when you used to bring a whole canteen filled with Red Bull to the SourceFed office?
A canteen.
It was like a little camel pack. It had a little straw in it.
No, it was
dude,
one of
we
those
were...
big plastic red.
Oh, you mean literally that thing. Yeah.
We were all fueled by Red Bull at SourceFed.
And Nature's Valley bars.
We were fueled by Red Bull and powered by... Geico.
Saving us 10% on our time at SourceFed.
Sam, let me ask you a question.
Do you believe in the power of a curse?
Great question, Steve.
I would never fuck with a curse. And I haven't had a Rebel since 2018. Like January 2018, something like that. Or later, or earlier, later.
Sam, why hasn't the estate of David Bowie just fucking let go and sign the contract so that Red Bull can license Rebel and make a commercial where they go, Red Bull, you give me wings. Red Bull, you hear me sing. Red Bull, you tore your dress. Hot puss, I love you so.
I wish I had an answer for it.
Have you had your hearing tested lately?
That's a great reminder. You don't normally get it. Such an important reminder.
What if Alexa just would randomly start playing those little sound bites every once in a while to like make sure you were staying sane, or to check your to make sure you checked your hearing?
Just a it's little. Like Alexa, it's a new it's... setting. Good morning, Mike Falzone.
Have you had your hearing tested lately?
Oh no, that's a good reminder though. Alexa, run hearing test. left.
Raise your hand.
That's right. Right. Left.
How much money would it take to make you a sweet tooth?
Siri, check my bank account. Left.
Sam, what have you been doing to keep yourself sane during this fucking thing? What are you doing? You watch?
By the way, do you have a little Stream Deck, a little switcher thing? Is that how you have all those things loaded up on your end? Those are the best. Those are the best things in the whole world.
It's so fun.
You guys just talking shop?
Just talking shop.
We're just talking shop.
I'm good. Like, I've been,
What do you, how you keep insane during this thing?
Laying on the ground a lot. I went outside and then went back inside. I would very cool. No, like, honestly, just like a whole lot of me trying new little projects to kind of fill the time. I am taking classes, like, on a serious note. I've been taking classes, and those have been like, I've been over like master class, and those have been like super helpful.
Oh, me too, man.
Which ones are you taking?
Well, I want to ask you first.
Oh, okay. I've been taking the Neil Gaiman storytelling class.
Oh, hell cool. Yeah, man. I would like to take that one.
It's really good. He's super, super engaging, and all of his lessons are great. Oh, they're very good. It's like Tim Burton-esque, like, aesthetics and stuff.
That's really cool.
Also, I started drinking sparkling water.
So. Oh, sparkling water is so good. It's somehow...
That's new, little...
What's that, Mike?
I was just going to say, you throw a little Red Bull in there.
I could. I don't need that anxiety
right
now.
Sparkling water somehow is even more thirst quenching than regular water.
It's the best.
Why is that, you think, Sam? Is it because the bubbles feel like you're having, each bubble is like a cold glass of water?
Each of them, each little tiny one.
You won't learn that in your storytelling class, Sam.
I got your master class right here, Sam.
What's that, a simile? Each bubble as its own glass of water.
Did you know that in the Martin Scorsese film Goodfellas, that Robert De Niro blinked 3,432 times? Now, that's from my own love.
That's worth $90.
I counted it. I counted every time he blanked. You know what that means? It means art started with Goodfellas.
Is that true?
There was no art before there was Goodfellas.
What came first, Goodfellas or The Predator?
Nobody knows.
Right.
Guys, I have something really fun that I wanted to share with you, if you'll allow it.
Yes.
So, Mike, we talked about this recently, but I'm hoping you forgot, because it's really something that I love a lot. And it's a tweet that went out a while back, and the tweet says that this is absolutely the worst solo I have ever heard by any instrument. Sam, do you know what this is?
I've played this for literally any person I've met. I mean, now we're in quarantine, so you're meeting a lot fewer people. But prior to that, I would play that for everybody. That would be my ringtone if I cared a little bit more. I would make
if you wanted to put the work into having a ringtone.
My ringtone's still the peanut butter baby from Vine. That's how many years it's been.
Dude, I think I made that at the SourceFed office.
You did.
And then I shared it with everybody who wanted it.
Yeah, I never.
So you hear that thing all the time still.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
Bah.
That.
You remember that,
Mike? I remember that sound. I remember hearing that sound.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that feel good?
Yeah. No anxiety attached to that with like other ringtones. It's very simple. It's very easy.
I want that to be my alarm on a loop.
Every 10 seconds you don't touch your alarm, it goes faster.
So, but Mike, you've heard this too, but I just want to talk about it. Yeah, because I was like, Mike, don't listen to this before the show. And you were like, too late. But I was hoping you'd forget. So maybe you forgot.
I have forgotten.
Great. So, without further ado, I'd like to play for y'all this.
What key is that in?
The key of belch. Okay, so here we go. This is absolutely the worst solo I've ever heard by any instrument.
Girl, Giuseppe, I bet you can't play this one note throughout this whole part of this song.
How does that happen?
Get in solos.
How does that happen, Mike? You were in a band.
Somebody's cousin wants to be in the band.
Looked up that song, by the way?
Like, no,
the
actual, have you?
Like, recording. Yeah, we found it, and they just mix it down. It's still there, fully in the song.
You know what it is, dude? I'll tell you exactly what that is from a band standpoint. That means the trombone player or whatever instrument that is drives everywhere, but he's terrible. He's like, what the fuck, dude? You never even hear my shit. What's the point of playing? I drive everywhere through the night. And everyone else is like, no, you're so important to our sound.
I mean, that note, man, that note is a healing note.
What's that one note that you really nail?
Wait, do you mean
What is that? What note is that?
That's F, a deer, a female deer.
Here's another one.
Great.
Oh, go ahead, Sam.
No, what's great is you can hear every breath that person takes in that song. You can hear every single time he starts running out of air. And he's like, wait, how long am I supposed to do the solo for? They're like, as long as you ask for, man. We'll stop. We'll pick it back up after you're done. And I love you can hear him mess up. And then the song picks up again. It's the best.
Is that it?
Listen.
What's that, D?
Hang on, let's play.
If anybody wants the tabs for this, let me know. Dude, you remember that part of November Rain?
When it just went, dun, dun, dun.
When he was like,
dun.
Nothing lasts forever. In the cold November.
Yeah, I remember.
You remember? You remember
someone,
that part in that Leonard Skinner song, Free as a Bird?
Remember that song from Leonard Skinner, Freezer Burn? All right, here's another one in the thread. I have never heard this one, but they said, what about this one? This one's also similarly bad, I guess.
What is this?
Oh, this is good. What's going on? Why is that in the thread with the bad solo?
That was great.
That was fantastic.
Could you imagine if you could do that?
Dude, if I could do that, I'd never stop doing it. You guys would be so annoyed.
That would be my favorite if it was in a rom-com and someone's like, come on, dude, you got to play guitar. You always used to do it in high school. And he's like, guys, if I haven't touched it in forever, and then he starts playing like an amazing solo. But dude, if it was marimba, he was like, guys, who put this marimba out here? I'll just fiddle around. Let's just see what
dude,
I can do.
If there's a marimba at a party, I'm going to pick it up. Dude, I found this band the other day. I don't remember how I found it, but they're called like COVET, I think. COVET.
Mm. COVET. Okay.
And it's an instrumental three-piece rock band. And you gotta hear this guitar solo.
Oh, please.
We don't have the rights.
Wow, fuck.
Dude.
It's really pretty.
Damn, that's really good.
COVET, COVET.
Breaking C-O-V-E-T. News, that was a real good solo.
More at 11.
Man, I want to go to Disneyland so bad. You just put up Disneyland for a second. What's that one? was that one that went by really fast?
Don't worry about it. we got to do an ad really quick. Is that okay?
Please.
I'd love it.
All right, let me come into the. Let me get back into this locale. Get something nice. Something going in here.
That's the guy from room 276, right? From fucking.
That's a screenshot of Malcolm at his Zoom birthday party. I don't think he'd be very happy that I showed it, but I'm glad I did. All right, let me play some ad music here. There we go. How's that? That's nice, huh? Guys, shout out to Figs. Figs. Figs is great. Figs is, we love Figs. I've got a Figs jacket that I love a lot that I've actually worn out just before it got a little too hot around here. But I wear it all the time. But let's talk about what Figs is about. Because now more than ever, the world sees how truly awesome our healthcare professionals are. Our nurses, our doctors, and other healthcare workers have faced this crisis head on to keep us safe. They sacrifice a lot, not just now, but all year round, you guys, and we can't thank them enough. But thanks to Figs, we have a chance to give something in return. Figs is an absolutely incredible company whose mission has been to improve the lives of medical professionals since 2013. They create ridiculously soft, modern scrubs so these awesome humans can look their best, feel their best, and perform at their best. And Figs has always had their backs. Now we can do the same, you guys, because right now you can send a set of fresh scrubs directly to those fighting coronavirus on the front lines. And our listeners can get 15% off for a limited time. You just go to wearfigs.com, that's wearfigs.com, and enter code BANTER15 at checkout. That's a new code, BANTER15, for our Figs stuff. And check this out, guys. They're donating 30,000 sets of scrubs to hospitals across the country that need them the most, and they've also produced millions of N95 masks and PPE, raised $100,000 for the Frontline Responders Fund to help them ship even more PPE, and teamed up with like-minded brands to send care packages with snacks, coffee, personal hygiene products, and more. And Figs will do whatever it takes to support the healthcare workers at this challenging time. So that's really great. They're a great company. They're doing really good stuff, and they're helping out big time during this time when people need it the most. So why don't you send a nice, awesome scrub or some kind of fancy thing for those healthcare workers at wearfigs.com, and then the code is BANTER15. So now more than ever, it's important to recognize those selfless, awesome humans. So listeners of Dynamic Banter get 15% off for limited time. So go to wearfigs.com, wearfigs.com, and enter code BANTER15 at checkout. Thank you so much, Figs. We appreciate you guys for what you're doing, and that's very awesome.
Thank you.
Oh.
That was really good.
Thank you, Sam.
I've been working on my mummy impression, Steve.
Let's hear it.
Oh. It's the same as my Jeff Bridges impression.
Sam, have you...
Come on, man.
You just got to have a lot of wet paper towel in your mouth, as much as you could possibly fit inside your mouth.
I got a wet paper towel in my mouth.
If you hold, make sure you're washing your hands and you're being safe, but if you hold your bottom lip and you stretch it,
I'm all going down here. I'll be sitting down to me, guys.
You guys seen
that's
that?
That's any cowboy role for Jeff
Bridges. Yeah. You've seen True Grit.
Yeah.
Here the campfire.
Jeff Bridges if his jaw fell off.
Oh no, no, man. Well, Jeff Bridges, man. Jeff Bridges, man.
He sounds like one of those two.
That's really good. The high is where you gotta go for Jeff Bridges.
He's one of those tubes that goes meow,
meow. What? The cow sounds?
Yeah.
The cow sounds like this, oh, man.
Sounds like this, man.
Well, should we do some like fucking history roads or something? Or Sam, is there something you want to talk about, my friend?
I would just first. I want to. Man, this is not gonna work if I got the stupid virtual background on.
Take the fire off.
Turn it off.
Stop being a goofball.
Shorty, fire burning on the dance floor, Sam.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Just the tips.
What is that?
It's a funny. There we go. Hold on. Now I can turn it off. And there. Now you can see my boring. background.
Wait a minute. Where the fuck are you right now?
I thought you were at the beach, you fucking liar.
Guys, don't call me out on your podcast, but I did want to. This is from, I got this book at a convention like 2 years ago by Matt Fraction and Chip Zdarsky, who are like comedy writers.
Yeah.
And it's just the tips, and all they do is make up silly sex position and sex tips. And I did want to say, If that didn't sell you on it, the endorsement is from, this is just for the visual watchers of it. There's a foreword from Mr. Barack Obama.
Oh, wow. That's super really?
Cool, yeah. Super cool. Looks super official.
That's what's on the Declaration of Independence. That's his signature.
I never knew Barack Obama put the smiley face on the O like that.
It's cute.
I've never seen that.
I also never knew that.
That's how he got nukes out of Iran, man. He just put a little smiley face and like,
dude, that's so crazy that all like bills and laws and all those presidential decrees for however many years Obama was president, they all had little smiley faces on them at all times.
Who knew?
That's how you make friends. That's how you pass little notes to each other. When you're at a UN meeting, you just sign it and you put a little smiley face and you put.
Can you believe
yes or
Obama
no.
was president for 14 years?
That was pretty cool. Most of my life. I'm
what do you
45.
Think about that, Sam?
I mean, no, it was the best years of my life. For
How
sure.
many times did you vote for Obama, Sam?
Or
are you part of the problem?
I go back about once every 2 weeks, and I just put a vote in just in case. They still had the Good. Ballot boxes.
That's
They're
safe.
Not allowed to get rid of those.
That's safe.
Amen. Sam is just putting pieces of paper inside mailboxes.
With Barack Obama, smiley face, my name signed below it.
Sam, can
just
you,
to be safe.
Can you read us something from that book?
Well, yeah, no, I just, it made me think that I think you guys would enjoy this book because one, it's dumb. It was made like, it's just two comedy boys making up pickup lines or
I love
like sex positions, but it's all like jokes. But also the point of the book is that like, the both of the authors are talking about how neither they both grew up really religious, so neither of them had like proper sex educations until they were in their 20s, until they could actually like ask questions.
Right.
But
that's so cool.
Yeah, there's ways. There's erotica to read to your illiterate lover.
That's a niche that not a lot of people are tackling.
Ooh boy. Are you a Dave Matthews? Because I am a huge fan. Sounds pretty good. Oh boy, are you San Juan Capistrano? Because .. is swallows? Question mark.
Oh yeah,
got birds there.
The swallows. I know so about the San Juan Capistrano swallows.
Then you can use that next time if you want to impress your lady or boys. Or
it's so
boys.
Important that if you're a guy, all girls want a guy who swallows.
That's true, Mike.
Ask any lady. We surveyed 100 women. Holy shit.
They also have a breakdown of genitals of the future.
Genitals of the future?
Yeah. Well, you could make the boobs look more like butts or butts look more like boobs.
Oh,
also,
nice.
The balls are too dangerous. Put them somewhere safe. Put them right by your heart. Put them right into there. Put them just tuck them back there. That way they don't get hurt anymore.
I didn't know you could do that.
that's the future, baby. You can put them all together. Put them all safe, tucked in there. Man, I've been bored. I've been reading this book a little too much.
I love it. I love it. I love when there's something in your collection there where you're like, oh, I haven't looked at that in a bit. Yeah. I'll check that out.
Wait, you can load in videos?
Yeah, but I don't know why I can't hear it.
Oh,
I don't know why I can't hear it.
Sam, anytime you're bored, you can call either one of us and invite us to your 200th podcast.
I'll keep that in mind. That's my, you know, you don't want to get in people's way with their schedules.
Yeah, I have been doing a lot just personally. And realized I've been busy. Me and Zoe set up a slip and slide in the kitchen, so I don't really have time to fuck around on your podcast.
How's that going, by the way? Just curious.
We're both really hurt, Sam, if you have to know.
Zoya was most hurt that she wasn't invited to your 200th episode of Only Stupid Answers.
She dislocated her friendship on your negligence. And there's no helmet you could wear for that.
There's no helmet for a heartbreak.
I wish I was wearing a heart mitt when that happened.
I'd like to read some History Roads if I could before we get out of here, and then Sam,
I'm
you
so
can
upset
chime
that
in.
Nobody laughed at Hartman.
No,
sorry.
I did. It may
not
have skipped a month.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm trying to keep this show going.
By the way, there's movie reviews here if you want to.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear the review for Poon.
For Poon, directed by Duncan Bones, starring Slam.
Duncan
Carswell.
Bones.
A lonely astronaut working alone on a moon base hallucinates, and then he gets like so much space ass, so much. Then he begins to hallucinate his twin. He/they double team every moon chick in space site. 7 boners out of 10.
Ooh, 7 boners out of 10.
Yeah. But there's also one for Squirt Locker, but I don't want to give away all the good stuff.
Squirt
Locker.
Come
this is not that kind of podcast. I don't know. I don't know. So
this
I don't
is
spoil
not
it.
A sex positive podcast. At
no,
all.
If anything, it goes the other way. Go the other way with it.
Y'all like Thai food? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's a long way down the history road. Dude, that sounds like simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Sam, you kind of look like a Muppet, like
Thank
in the
you.
Best way.
You know, by the way, that solo you played earlier on the trumpet, two things. One, would be a really good History of Road theme song if they wanted to adapt it. I just think that would fit really well with your guys' whole thing. Also, it reminded me of any time I'd go up to a piano and play one note, but to the beat of a song I knew. And I'd be like, I'm playing it. This is Blink-182, but I'm playing out the one note over and
All
over again.
Small things.
Yeah,
I don't know the words either, Sam.
Me neither.
All right, this History Road comes from Aiden Brennan, and it says Steve hates me, but some good news for Mike.
Aiden, I don't even know him.
Aiden and Abetting says, "Hello, baby boys. My name is Aiden, and I live in Stratford, Connecticut." My name will probably stand out to Steve because he hates it. What? Oh, because Aiden. Yeah, I make fun. Whenever I make fun of, like, it's basically the widest modern kid name I can think of.
Aiden.
Aiden. Yeah, Aiden.
Aiden or Clayton.
Clayton.
Aiden gets in trouble in Whole Foods a lot.
Yes.
Aiden acts up.
Aiden stays in the pool for a little too long.
Aiden's getting lost in the clothes racks at Nordstrom.
Yes, indeed he is.
Aiden doesn't give the tennis instructor his full undivided attention.
This is funny. As I discovered in your newest Your Show, it is the name he uses whenever he's describing a spoiled child raised by millennials. It has happened in so many episodes that I began to write the examples down. So here are a few situations Steve has used the name Aiden/Adan with a D-A-N. a kid using a fancy cheese platter from Trader Joe's as a Lunchables at a private school. A baby who has all natural wooden toys. A kid who has to wear a safety helmet to the park. All right. A kid that is allowed to pick out whatever they want from Whole Foods as long as it's free range. A kid who has been genetically engineered and had their eye color chosen. That's a very good one. A kid who rips open a present and gets yelled at to read the card. So thank you, Steve, for constantly making fun of what my parents decided to call me from birth and that I had no control over. As for the good news
Aiden,
for Mike,
Aiden picks his own punishments.
And as for the good news for Mike, many episodes ago, you guys talked about hot dogs, and Mike mentioned a place in Connecticut called Cricket.
But I know where this is going, by the way.
But said how it was bulldozed. Okay. Well, it was rebuilt as of last summer.
Oh. Aiden sounds like someone who would bring up something my parents reminded me of months ago. That's very funny. Suck it, Aiden. No, thank you. That's very sweet. But I heard that it was my parents have been going there, so you might be able to hang
cool.
with mom and pop. That dude, it brightens my whole life that they that it's back. Very happy.
He says that he's not sure if it has the same owner or the recipes have changed, although they likely have. I just wanted to let Mike know. So thanks for all the laughs for over 200 episodes. P.S. You should come to a live show in CT, and Mike can give you a tour around his childhood home. Also, you should definitely have Chelsea Dunaway back on, as she is a hilarious human being. Yeah, she's a good gal.
Yeah, she lives close to that person, Hayden. Aiden.
By the way, Mike, have you been to Frank Pepe in New Haven?
Pepe? Have you been to Pepe in Connecticut?
Absolutely. Been to Pepe's, Sally's, Modern, all the places.
It's on my list. I want to go. It looks like an amazing pizza shop.
It's so good, man. It's so good. Dude, there used to be this like club that we used to go to in New Haven, Connecticut called Bar. And there was disco dancing in the back.
Ooh,
and
nice.
Then they would sell pizza from Pepe's in Bar.
Ooh.
Wow.
And we'd get, this is like maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. We would order mashed potato pizza.
Oh,
because our metabolisms were such that it wouldn't stop our vital
hearts.
Organs to do that.
Dude.
And clog up those brains and hearts.
Dude, imagine me being 21 and putting so much fucking mashed potato pizza in my mouth. And then going back and ordering like a vodka Red Bull and trying to like hit on girls with like garlic breath.
And just
you gotta come back to the table. We broke a bottle. It was awesome.
Just burping dough into her face.
Come back and break bottles with us in the parking lot.
I play music. Do you want to hear some?
I got a link. I have a couple demos of my. I have 17 demos of one song I'm working on in my car in my CD changer.
Dude,
I got 30 singles. They don't match up, though. They can't go on an album.
They're all different genres. You pick what I should play.
Your books could work well in haunted houses.
When I was like. when I was like a subconsciously suicidal, like. Younger man that was like, I will eat whatever I want and not realize that it was depression. But I went on a journey to find this elusive mashed potato pizza that I had heard existed at this place called Uno's, I think, in San Diego.
Uno, that was a chain. That was everywhere.
Well, I looked all over for, I think that might have been just the closest one to where I was or something, but
okay.
I went on a journey to get some fucking mashed potato pizza because I had never heard of it. And I was just like, that sounds like what I want in my body. But it was truly the translation was, like, I just don't, like, this is, I don't care that I'm going to eat the worst possible thing for me, you know?
So good though, right?
Dude, It was like a deep dish pizza that was filled with mashed potatoes, and then it had like cheddar cheese and bacon crumbles, and then the whole thing was like surrounded by like crust, like thick Chicago style deep dish crust.
That crust was the shit. Everyone hates on me for liking Uno's, and I used to love Uno's. And then by the end of their shit, it kind of tanked. It went downhill, but Zoya hangs on me all the time for missing Uno's.
Did you?
I broke up with a girl once out of Uno's.
It seems like, well, there's a lot of comfort food there. That makes sense.
Yeah, I was like, you'll be fine.
And you'll be fine. You broke up. The pizza arrived. You left. You took a slice. Yeah.
Did you get
okay? Now that
potato?
The food is here, there's something I have to say.
I can't give you my garlic without eating it first.
Dude, the mashed potato pizza was like a pizza appetizer that you would get for the table.
Ooh.
And everybody would get like one slice. It was like pizza potato skins.
Yes.
And then everyone would have their
everyone.
And every Uno pizza would last a week in your house.
But did you really share that mashed potato pizza, or did you order it for yourself and you were like,
I've eaten a whole one by myself for sure.
Do you guys know Tony Bologna's, or have you heard of it in Hoboken?
No.
New Jersey. Okay, so this is they call it a taco pizza, but I watched a whole video of them making it. It's $80. You have to give them like 4 hours prep time to make this pizza.
Oh,
and you should have it like 12 people to eat it with you. I'm going to show a picture and then I'll explain it. That's the pizza.
Wait,
that's tacos.
No, there's a pizza underneath.
Wait.
There's a pizza with a base with like all the toppings. But basically, people are just listening to it. It is the biggest, largest pizza you can think of with, I'd say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different types of tacos, but 4 of each of the tacos,
and
with a giant mound of guac.
Yeah, just
like
imagine a plate of tacos, but the plate is a pizza.
Is a pizza.
And there is a pizza underneath, and you can, like, I saw someone take a bite with all that guac and 2 tacos on it.
How are you supposed to even grab a slice out of that?
You gotta eat the tacos first, I think, but none of it holds. Like you said, you could eat the Uno pizza for a couple, like a week. I think I can get Domino's for like 2 weeks. I don't know if that's good for me.
What if someone didn't want pizza but wanted tacos, and then they go to get a taco and the entire bottom falls out because it was resting on a greasy cheese pizza?
Dude, everybody else orders it. Like, we gotta get this taco pizza. And then there's one person be like, do you mind if we pick the tacos off?
Yeah. Half tacos, half pizza.
Get whatever pizza you want, mushroom taco. I'll pick the tacos right off.
Man, fuck the guy or girl or whoever that wants half the pizza, something else. It's like, let's just get another pizza. I don't want to sour up my pizza with your weird toppings that might make its way over to my toppings.
Only reason though to do that is you can get a deal on like 2 larges from Domino's, and you can do double toppings on both, and that still counts as 2 toppings.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
They were doing that deal for a long time. I haven't tried in a while, but so you get 2 pizzas with technically like 8 toppings.
Little Caesars is doing this thing where if you order 2 small Domino's pizzas,
Little Caesars is doing a promotion where if you buy their pizza, they might be able to make it through the quarantine.
If you buy 1 large 2-topping Domino's pizza and smash it in front of a Little Caesars, they give you free cheesy bread for life.
That was a big mistake because there was so much pizza outside of every Little
Caesars.
So much.
You couldn't even get to the restaurant.
Just the windows are covered in sauce and cheese.
And you have to like get their attention because they can't come outside.
You know how Domino's has, they were doing a promotion for a while where it was like, if you take a photo of just any pizza, they'll give you a free pizza.
What?
Little Caesars
what?
Has got the oh yeah they were doing, let me double check it
please check your sources.
But
I'm
pretty sure Little Caesars let you send in a video of you just stomping on a Domino's box and you got a soda.
That's great.
That's really good. You know, Domino's stepped up their game. I remember Domino's was like the worst growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they really stepped up their game, and now I'll get it over Pizza Hut sometimes, and I like Pizza Hut.
I've always hated Pizza Hut. What do you like Same. About Pizza Hut?
I don't like Pizza Hut either.
I've had Pizza Hut with you. I think the only time I've ever had Pizza Hut was with you in your apartment.
Because I love their like crispy, greasy bread. It's just, it was just what reels me in with Pizza Hut. But Domino's
already have a greasy face though. I don't want to put more of that
in
me.
But that's the thing. It's like greasy pizza is so fucking good.
Dude, but... Sam looks like the Noid if the Noid was a person.
Thank you.
The Noid got his ears cut off and they made him into just like a nice boy.
All right. Well, let's end this fucking thing. But what do you got, wait, Sam? You got your
sorry.
You
yes, got an it's update? Called a, it's called the piece of the pie rewards. If you get a Domino's, will let you take a photo of pizza if you've made a pizza or bought a pizza somewhere, as long as you're supporting the pizza industry, and you submit it to the app, you'll get points that lead to you getting like breadsticks or pizza or
wow,
some stars or
that's
whatever.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're just tracking down pizzas, but not eating them and hoping that you could get one? Sam?
I don't know how you prove if you, that was yours or if you're just uploading Google ones. Just
what
like
if
any,
you were like a pizza
Getty
blogger?
Images?
Or what if you're like a pizza Instagram account and you have like thousands and thousands of photos of pizza?
What if you have a pizza blog or if you know how to do a screenshot?
What if you just walked around a mall and you were just taking photos outside of Sbarro? I don't know if that counts. How do you prove you bought it?
Remember the episode of the Brady Bunch when Giuseppe was baking a pizza and then he fell asleep and there was a fire in the basement?
I remember that.
That was his last episode.
That was his last episode.
I did like that they edited in his force ghost in the finale.
I
he
thought
came
that
back
was
and
nice.
He waved.
Wait, he was rolling a pizza.
That's so cool.
If you watch the movie, he's in the background.
Yes, he's there.
He helps them hotwire their car.
Greg says, I wish Giuseppe was here. He wouldn't know what to do.
And then the dad got really angry for a second because he was mentioned because he mentioned Giuseppe. And we don't
Never
know why.
Speak that name.
All right. Well, listen, Sam, thank you so much for being a guest on Dynamic Banter.
Thank you. I really flew by.
Yeah. Well, it's a fun time when we play on this show. And it's a fun time when we have a fun time.
Well said.
Do you got anything to plug other than Only Stupid Answers, which is a great podcast with you and DJ?
Thanks. No, I've just
How
been
many
doing,
episodes of that one?
Ballpark?
If you had to guess.
Somewhere around 200, probably Whoa. North of that.
Congratulations, you'll get there.
Thank you. I'll keep trying.
If you need anything, if you need any advice from us veterans...
I'll be sure to tune in or check out.
I'm sure we've been going you. Longer than you guys.
Probably. I'd have to guess. Yeah. But yeah, no, on Thursdays.
We'll find you anywhere.
At Thursdays around 1 p.m., I do a free comic book club. And I just have like people on from like Twitter or whatever just to talk about books they're reading. And I'm trying to promote free places you can read books so you don't have to spend money right now because money's tight.
Yes.
My money is real tight right now. Yes. So it's all stuff you can get from your local library digitally or with like promo codes through other websites or something like that. So,
do you have any recommendations?
That's been fun. I'm doing Fables like in 30
oh,
minutes.
Shit. Hell yeah.
I'm going to talk about Fables and that's great. I did Lock and Key.
Yeah.
I did Sandman.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. A lot of good ones. A lot of big ones. So we've been, and that's been fun. And I got
the
to
Metallica
do
comic.
Which one?
The Metallica comic, Enter Sandman.
Mm-hmm. That's next. As long as I can find a copy of it that I can give to a couple hundred people, we're good to go.
Okay.
Also, I think today, while you're listening to this, which is tomorrow for us recording this, there's like a SourceFed reunion stream going on. Are you,
That's
are
also
you part
true.
Of that, Sam?
Yeah, I'm doing like the later shift one. I think 5 to 6 is my
hour. Oh,
is
me
my
too,
hour.
Sam, I think.
Mike.
I think we're going to play Jaxbox, Sam.
We are. That'll be fun.
I'm
so,
fucking
yeah, come
horny.
To that. Is that a karaoke one?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's got like the Bluetooth controls and stuff.
Perfect.
See that? You see this? Look at this. Isn't this great?
Yeah, that works perfect. That's working exactly like you'd hope.
It looks just like a real one you see on TV.
Looks like a couch.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun, though. So if you guys are listening to this in the morning, I believe you have not missed anything yet. Check out Matt Lieberman's Twitch. It's on his Twitch or something?
I think so.
I can't remember what it is, but check out Matt Lieberman's socials and stuff because he put it together. And there's going to be some kind of charity shit going on. That's always nice. So check it out. Mm-hmm. Get all the info there and maybe join us and see us all reunite and talk about reminisce and all that shit. And that'll be fun. But I guess that's it.
We did it.
I just want to say that next time when we return with a brand new episode and I could have some time to think out some good be nice or not be nice scenarios, these came in the mail.
Oh, Steve. Those aren't
going to be available nowhere until unless you participate and win this goddamn show. So with you and Steve together, could win these sent to your house. I will lick the envelope and I'll get my DNA all over it. And that's it. It's important that you lick it before you open it.
And that's something even Kenny Loggins said. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us and we really appreciate y'all. And Sam, thank you. We love you. We miss you. And please take care and be safe and wash your goddamn hands. And Mike, I love you. And we'll see y'all next time.
This was so much fun. Thank you, Sam, for coming. I love you.
Love you guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.